Blog Talk Radio.
Righteous, Yah is holy, and let Yahweh be magnified. And welcome to another beautiful broadcast of Nothing But the Truth. And it is also the beginning of the third month, or the day of the new month of the third month. So praise the mighty Yah. We're here on Nothing But the Truth to magnify the Most High, and to celebrate coming in of another month on Yahweh's calendar, or what we know as Yah's signs, seasons, days, and years. And we're going to bring you the truth of the Most High, Yahweh. And who is this Yah? Yahweh is the creator of the heavens, earth, and sea, and all that therein is. Yahweh is the Elohim of Yitzchak, Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Yahweh is our only judge, our only lawgiver, and our only king, and our only redeemer and savior of Israel and the world. We're going to magnify Yah today and discuss his holy acts, especially dealing with us coming into our new month. And why is it that we mark these times? We mark these times because these are the times that Yah's people and that Yahweh set himself that we should mark. For instance, if you look in the book of Numbers, the 10th chapter, and in Numbers, the 10th chapter, and I'll go right to the 7th verse of Numbers, chapter 10. And since today is our new month service, I'll just speak a little bit. Then I will bring up our senior Moray, the host of Nothing But the Truth, Moray Ishaya. Well, let's go to Numbers 10. I want to start reading at the 7th verse, where it says, "But when the congregation is to be gathered together, ye shall blow, but ye shall not sound an alarm. And the sons of Aaron, the priests, shall blow the trumpet, and they shall be unto you for an ordinance forever throughout your generations." So when you gather the congregation together, we blew the trumpet. And in verse 10 it says, "Also, in the day of your gladness, and in your solemn days, and in the beginnings of your months, ye shall blow with the trumpets over your burnt offerings and over your sacrifices, over your peace offerings, that they may be unto you for a memorial before Elohim, before your Elohim. I am Yahweh, your Elohim." And also, in Numbers, the 28th chapter. And I want you to notice that Numbers, the 10th chapter, let us know that we blow the trumpet over our solemn days, which would be like the Sabbath. The Sabbath day, the Feast of Unleavened Bread, the Feast of Weeks, the Day of Blowing, the Day of Atonement, and the Feast of Tabernacles. Those are solemn days that we are to blow the trumpet. Yet he also said, in the beginnings of our months. Now, why is that important? It's important because Yahweh lets us know in Proverbs 4 and 7, that wisdom is the principal thing. So get ye wisdom, but with all you're getting, get understanding. And if we're going to get understanding, then we're going to be able to discern. And since the law let us know that we blew the trumpets over in our solemn days and in the beginnings of our months, let's look at this, Numbers 28, and start reading at verse 11. And Numbers 28 and verse 11 reads, "And in the beginnings of your months, ye shall offer a burnt offering unto Yah, two young bullocks, and one ram, seven lambs of the first year without spot. So we did an offering in the beginnings of our months. Then, in Numbers, the 29th chapter, in the first verse, it reads, "In the seventh month, on the first day of the month, ye shall have a holy convocation. Ye shall do no servile work. It is a day of blowing of trumpets unto you." And this, as I said, is one of our solemn days. And it is different from the beginnings of our month, though it is on the first day of the month, which lets you know that the first day of the month and the beginning of your month are two different times, especially when we understand that Yahweh has spoken of them at two different times, as to be separate. So we mark these days the beginnings of our months. Let me show you another scripture that shows that we mark these days. Just wanted to give clarity and bring people to a good understanding of why we acknowledge the beginnings of our months. Since Yahweh wants us to walk in all his ways, this is what we will attempt to do. So in the book of, I believe it's 2 Kings, the 4th chapter. Yes, 2 Kings chapter 4. And I'll start reading around the 20th or the 20th. Second verse. "And she called unto her husband and said, Send me, I pray thee, one of the young men and one of the asses, that I may run to the man of Elohim and come again. And he said, Wherefore wilt thou go to him today? It is neither new month nor Sabbath. And she said, It shall be well." I know in your English scriptures it might say moon, but yet we know that a new month cannot be marked by a moon, and that the heathens have corrupted this to mislead people. But yet, says, it is neither new month nor Sabbath. And why is that important? It's because we marked the new month by going to the man of Elohim, by hearing the word of Yah. This is what we did. In the book of Isaiah, the 66th chapter, around, let's see, we'll start at verse 22. It states here in Isaiah 66, verse 22, "For as the new heavens and the new earth, which I will make, shall remain before me, saith Yahweh, so shall your seed and your name remain. And it shall come to pass that from one new month to another, and from one Sabbath to another, shall all flesh come to worship before me, saith Yahweh." And Yahweh marked these days. He will mark them. He does mark them. He did mark them. And he will always mark them. And the day of the new month is a particular day that we mark, and by marking it, we acknowledge it and we praise Yahweh for the beginning of our months. This is why we gather together on this day. What about the month that we're in? We're in the third month. This is the third month. This is the beginning of the third month, and it is the same day. Let me show you this actual time in the scriptures. In Exodus, the 19th chapter, something special happened in this month. Exodus 19, verse 1 reads, in the third month, which is the same month that we are starting today, in the third month, when the children of Israel were going forth out of the land of Egypt, the same day, which we are in the third month, on the same day, they came into the wilderness of Sinai, for they were departed from Rephidim, and were come to the desert of Sinai, and had pitched in the wilderness, and there Israel camped before the mount. And Moshe went up unto Elohim, and Yahweh called unto him out of the mountain, saying, Thus shalt thou say to the house of Jacob, and tell the children of Israel, Ye have seen what I did unto thee, Egyptians, and how I bare you on eagle's wings, and brought you unto myself. Now therefore, if you will obey my voice indeed, and keep my covenant, then you shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people, for all the earth is mine, and ye shall be unto me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words which thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel. And Moses came and called for the elders of the people and laid before their faces all these words which Yahweh commanded him. And all the people answered together and said, All that Yah has spoken, we will do. And Moses returned the words of the people unto Yah. So not only did Yah mark all the months of the year, we are to mark them. We are to blow the trumpet. We're to have a sacrifice on this day. We're to have a sacrifice on this day. And since we're not in our land anymore, and since we're not able to be amongst our holy land, Yahweh still gives us the ability to mark this day with a sacrifice. No, we can't have a burnt offering. No, we cannot go before Yah's altar. But with a sacrifice, by gathering ourselves together and giving the sacrifice of prayer. And also, this third month is when Yah spoke to Moses, and gave him the words that would be the beginning of the covenant that binds us to the Most High. The covenant that would allow us to be a peculiar people and a holy nation and a kingdom of priests and above all the people of the earth. This is the covenant of the Ten Commandments that Yah gave us the words, the beginning or the introduction to this covenant. First, we had to acknowledge these words that Yah gave us. And this happened on the day of the third month, as we just read. And when Moses brought us the words, our ancestors said, all that Yahweh has spoken, we will do. And Moses returned those words unto Yah. And Yah, verse 9 in Exodus 19, said, And Yah said unto Moses, Lo, I come in to thee in a thick cloud, that the people may hear when I speak with thee, and believe thee forever. And Moses told the words of the people unto Yah. And Yah said unto Moses, Go unto the people and sanctify them today and tomorrow, and let them wash their clothes and be ready against the third day. For the third day, Yah will come down in the sight of all the people upon Mount Sinai. And thou shalt set bounds unto the people round about, saying, Take heed to yourselves that ye go not up into the mount or touch the border of it. Whosoever touches the mount shall be surely put to death. So the day of the new month, the third month, was a eventful time in which Yah delivered the covenant of the Ten Commandments in the way that we're to do for the third day coming, so that we may hear Yah speak out of heaven. So this is not a time that we just want to brush by and not regard and act like it is just another day. See, in Yahweh's time, there are important events all the time. Something that is always going on. The day of the third month has a very important significance that we need to meditate on. There's plenty to meditate on when you're dealing with Yah. As when Yahweh let us know if we keep his word, if we do these words, that we will be a holy nation, a peculiar treasure to him above all people. And that will be a kingdom of priests. So in the third month, we should be heavy on reminding ourselves it's time to shape up and make sure we're covenant of Yah, the covenant of the Ten Commandments. And I'm just going to mention something about these commandments, and then I'm going to call up our Moray. In Exodus, the 20th chapter, and I'm going to go to the first verse. And Elohim spoke all these words, saying, I am Yahweh your Elohim, which have brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. You shall have no other Elohim before me. And this commandment here is one that we, Israel, our nation, our people, have big trouble with. Having no other Elohim before Yah. As it says, our people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And it is our people that have not received the proper knowledge to be able to defend themselves against wickedness and evil and lying leaders and lying ministers and lying teachers and lying pastors and lying rabbis and whoever, telling us that there's another Elohim that we should serve. And of course, they want to attack us and attack this first commandment, because if we aren't acknowledging this first commandment, that there's no other power, there's no other savior, there's no other king beside Yah, then we would allow all kind of wickedness to come in the door. But we have to first acknowledge Yah is the only one. He's the only one. He's the only Elohim. And so it is this only Elohim that spoke his word unto us in the third month. No one else did this. No one else gave us this magnificent word in the third month and showed us his covenant. And when he gave us this word, he told us that we would be a holy nation. And that means all the other nations are not holy nations. But if you listen to somebody else's deity, somebody else's false deity, somebody else's fake God, you won't understand and you won't believe, nor will you know that you are Yahweh's holy people, holy nation, set apart nation, which is why we have to recollect ourselves in this third month to remember what the third is for, because Yahweh has an order. And he has meaning behind these orders. And the third order is about holiness. That's why it represents his servant. Because his servant is his holy nation. That's why it represents his messenger, because his messenger carries his holy word. So we have to recollect now and come and give Yahweh the sacrifice of praise, the sacrifice of honor, the sacrifice of fear and respect unto him and no one else. And sanctify Yah in this third, because he has sanctified us. Hallelujah. Praise mighty Yah. And as I said, I wasn't going to labor long because we want to bring Amore here to be able to speak to you some beautiful and magnificent words of the mighty Yah. So without further ado, I would like to introduce to you the co-founder of the Restoration of the Sacred Laws Conference, along with the founder, More Alicia Israel, and the host of Nothing But the Truth, the More of the House of Israel of Cincinnati, More Ishaya Ben Yisrael. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. Yah is righteous. Yah is holy, and let Yahweh be magnified. Again, we praise the mighty Yah, creator universe, Elohim of our fathers, Elohim of Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yisrael for being here once again on this great, holy, and sanctified day, a day in which the creator told us to gather ourselves together unto him. There's certain days that Yahweh messengers go to the people, but then there are certain days that people have to go to Yahweh, which you go to as representatives, and that is in the new month, as well as the Sabbaths. The Almighty never called the new month a Sabbath. However, it was treated like a Sabbath because they went to worship the Most High. And today, this beautiful day that the Creator has allowed us to see, which is the third month. So, Asher Shalishi Kodesh. Happy third month. And this is the actual day of the third month. And I know a lot of people still have not learned how to order their month. Because our people have been taught by their enemies. And our enemies taught our people that Israel is to go by the moon, exclusively the moon. And therefore, this is how they mark their months. But this is not the truth. All months are marked by first day they was born. And the very first day all the months was born is when the Creator made the light for signs, seasons, days, and years. And once he made those lights, the Creator told us to count them. And let me show you what Yahweh said we were to do. In the book of Leviticus, the 25th chapter, because a lot of people always ask us, well, how do you mark your months? How do you mark them? Well, we show them all the time, but for some reason, they still don't seem to understand it. And that's okay, because we're going to take our time in showing you. And watch what it says. The first thing the Creator lets us know, and you'll read this all over the scriptures, the third and fourth verse, 6 years thou shalt sow thy field, 6 years thou shalt prune thy vineyard and gather in the fruit thereof. But in the seventh year shall be a Sabbath of rest unto the land, a Sabbath for Yahweh. Thou shalt neither sow thy field nor prune thy vineyard. Now, why is this? Because this is what we were to do 6 years, but in the seventh year, it was to be a Sabbath. And as a result of this, the Creator said this in the eighth verse. Now, I want you to pay close attention why we number and mark our months this way. And watch what it says.
And thou shalt number seven Sabbaths of years unto thee.
Now, first of all, you got to know what one Sabbath of years is. Well, one Sabbath of years, 7 years. And so to get to one Sabbath of years, you got to go through 7 years before you can even get to seven. But let's read about once you do get to seven. Go ahead.
Seven times 7 years.
And you do seven times 7 years because one Sabbath of years is 7 years. Go ahead.
And the space of seven Sabbaths of years shall be unto thee 49 years.
Yeah, it's going to be 49 years, seven times seven. I didn't know math was in the scriptures, but yes, it is. Ninth verse.
Then shalt thou cause the trumpet of Jubilee to sound on the 10th day of the 7th month, in the day of atonement, shall ye make the trumpet sound throughout all your land.
So in the 7th month, the 10th day of the 7th month, in this 7th year or in this 49th year, because the 7th year is the 49th year, on the day of atonement, which is the 10th day of the 7th month, you make the horn of Jubilee or the trumpet of Jubilee sound on that day. But why on that day? What is it signifying? 10th verse.
And ye shall hallow the 50th year and proclaim liberty throughout all the land unto all the inhabitants thereof. It shall be a Jubilee unto you, and ye shall return every man unto his possession. And ye shall return every man unto his family.
This is how we get our Jubilee. So you can't get a Jubilee just by ignoring Yahweh's Sabbath of years. You just can't have random Sabbaths and random years. And 1 year is this, 1 year is that, 1 month is this, 1 month is that. You don't know when the Jubilee is. You don't know when the Sabbath year is. You don't know nothing but what you've been taught by your enemies. No, we're to learn from Yahweh and Yahweh himself. This is why the Creator told us to seek ye out of the book of Yah and read. Because if you seek Yahweh out of his book, if you seek Yah as he told us to seek him, with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might, he said, we will understand all things. He said, we wouldn't want no good thing. And why? And matter of fact, he also said, if we seek him, we shall find him. So I praise Almighty Yah that that's exactly what we're doing. And I thank all the brothers and sisters who sent their prayers and well wishes up for me as I was traveling over the weekend, and I was there with our family there in the Israelites down in Raleigh, North Carolina. We got some great pictures. We had a great time. And I'm just getting back, and I'm rested up and ready to go. And here we are in our third month of the 2nd year. Yes, Yahweh have years. He has 7 years. and the seventh being the Sabbath year. And we are currently in the second year. And the only time you're going to see this language, and anybody talk about what year they're in, the months that they're in, the days of the months, as well as their purpose and meaning. There's only two places you can see that. In the scriptures and when we're teaching. And these are things that you need to know. And why? Because we're going to show you how we mark our days. First of all, you got to know that there's Sabbaths of years that have to be numbered, seven of them. How do you think you get to the year of Jubilee if you don't know how to number your years? And furthermore, in the book of Exodus, the 12th chapter, watch what this says. Because not only you have to learn how to number your years, you also have to learn how to number your months. In the book of Exodus, the 12th chapter, the first two verses says what?
Verse 1 and 2. Exodus 12, verse 1. And Yahweh spoke unto Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, this month shall be unto you the beginning of month.
It's a beginning of month. This Kodesh shall be the beginning, the head of Kodesh. In other words, this is going to be the beginning of all the other months. There's only one month that can be the head of all months, and that is the beginning. The word beginning means beginning, first, head. Just like it says, in the beginning, Yahweh made the heaven and earth. What do that word beginning mean? That means the first, the head. This is number one. This is what he did in the beginning. And here we say there's a beginning month that begins all months. And yes, it is the first month, but it's not just the first month. It's the first month of the first Sabbath of years. Because you have to have 7 years just to have one Sabbath of years. But in that first year, you have a beginning month. And that marks the beginning of all the months in those Sabbaths of years. And then the next Sabbaths of years. Then the next Sabbaths of years. All the way into the Jubilee. And then you come right back to the beginning of months. And when did all months begin? Well, all the months began on the fourth day when Yahweh made the sun, moon, and stars, and said, let them be for lights, and let them be for signs, seasons, days, and years. So it all began on the fourth day, even though that was the midst of the week, the middle of the week. And, of course, if you want to learn more about how this works, we got all the information, put it all in writing, and have all the various scriptures to back it up. If you're a serious student of the Bible. But if you somebody just want to slander and talk and say people wrong and you can't prove them wrong and you're not willing to sit down in front of them and show them where they're wrong, then, you know, we're not talking to you. We're talking to the people that are serious students of the scriptures and really want to learn and want to grow and seek the Most High. And so there's a beginning of months. Now, as a result of us numbering from that fourth day in the first year, because that's what we did, now we're in the second year. And not just the second year, we're in the third month of the second year. And I may add, it's only 12 months in a year and 30 days in each month. And no matter how hard you count on the heathen's calendars, it's never, ever going to make Yahweh count to end up in the winter. As a matter of fact, it's just the opposite. All the various little calendars I see, they all will end up in a winter if you didn't add months to your years that's not even in the scriptures. And this is what people do. Not only many of them add months, they add days to the month. So there's a lot of trickery going around. But if you stick straight to the scriptures, every Israelite know I can prove 12 months. Every Israelite know I can prove 30 days. They can see it. They see it. They know it. This is nothing that we have to prove to nobody, because they can point out the scriptures better than us. They can prove seven Sabbaths a year. They can prove one Sabbath a year, because that's in the scriptures. So this is nothing. And they can also prove in the scriptures, I'm talking about people other than us, they also can prove that all Yahweh signs, seasons, days, and years, when he gave the lights on the fourth day, it all began there. They can prove that also. So nothing that we're saying can be disproved at all. Nothing. But what a lot of people have not learned yet is a few things that I do want to show you. One is in the book of Ecclesiastes, the third chapter, if we turn there. Although we've been bringing some of these things, but everyone seemed not to really understand it. As I said before, this is okay, because we're going to show you anyway. And it says in the first verse,
to everything there is a season.
To everything there's a season. To everything there's a season. But most people, the mass majority of the people, don't know what a season is. Well, let me tell you what a season is. A season is a particular time. It's either a set time or a time that you might not know. I might not know, but Yahweh know. But to everything is a season. Go ahead.
And a time to every purpose under the heaven.
And then further it says, not to everything there's a season. And watch what it says after that. And a time.
To every purpose under the heaven.
Yeah, it's a time to every purpose under the heaven. So every time something happened, it was supposed to happen. It was time to happen. Because every purpose, there's a time to it. And to every time, it's purpose. There's no times that don't have purpose. They all have purpose. And to every purpose, you can mark a time, put a time to it. And there's a lot of things the Creator wants us to see. He wants us to see. Now, how do Yahweh get us to see, help us to see, help us to understand how to bring clarity to our sight? Well, there's only two things that can bring clarity to your sight. And it's called wisdom and understanding. And let me show you how you get it in the book of Deuteronomy. This is how you're going to learn time and purpose. Deuteronomy, the fourth chapter. Starting at the fifth verse.
Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 5. Behold, I have taught you statutes and judgments, even as Yahweh, my Elohim, commanded me, that ye should do so in the land whither ye go to possess it. Keep, therefore, and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, who shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. For what nation is there so great? Who hath Elohim so nigh unto them? As Yahweh our Elohim is in all things that we call upon him for. And what nation is there so great that has statutes and judgments so righteous as all this law, which I set before you this day?
Yeah. And judgments so righteous as all this law, which I said before you this day, this is our wisdom. This is our understanding in the sight of all the nations. So in other words, the more we immerse ourselves in the various laws, the various commandments, the statutes, and the judgments of the Most High, the more we should be able to see. For the Creator said he will magnify the law and make it honorable. But the more we make excuses and say we don't have to do the law, we have to be in a land, we have to, we need priests, we need this, we need that, you're not going to do the law, and you're not going to be able to see. And I know a lot of people, our people don't like people telling them the truth. That's not me. That's what the Creator, he's saying. He said, no, our people like to be deceived. Well, the Almighty ordained me to tell you the truth. So this is what I'm going to do. So this is our wisdom, and this is our understanding. And so out of the laws, we should be able to see things, acknowledge them, unlike other people. So, for example, we're in the third month. What do it represent? Now, we're just getting in this month, but you should already know what the third represent. We're in the second year, and you should already know what the second represent. But don't worry if you don't. We're going to show you anyway. And we're going to teach you these things. But what has passed? Well, we're just in the second year, the third month of the second year. So what happened in the first year? And what has already happened in the second year? And that can propel you to understand what are the possibilities of this third month and forward. And just give you an example of your eyes being open. Look what it says in the book of Genesis. I just want to open up your eyes a little bit. In the book of Genesis, and go to the 29th chapter. And look what happens. Genesis 29, verse 31.
And when Yahweh saw that Leah was hated, he opened her womb, but Rachel was barren.
And for those who don't know this story, Leah and Rachel were wives of our father Jacob. He worked 7 years to marry Raquel. But Laban instead gave him Leah, and he didn't realize it until the morning. But Laban said, okay, you can take Leah, but fulfill another week for me, and I will also give you Raquel, because that's the one I knew you wanted. So he got two wives, and he ended up working 14 years. He worked more than that, but that's how long he worked for his wives. But Yahweh saw that Leah was hated. So what did Yahweh do? He opened her womb. But Raquel was barren. In other words, he obviously closed her womb. Now, this is the thing that we went through year one. There's 12 months in every year. Now, our people, they're not going to be able to see what you're able to see, because they don't even know year one from year two, from year three, year four. They don't know no years. Not the 7 year, the 8 year. They don't know no years. But those who do know their years from 1 year to another, ask yourself, in this scenario that we're reading about Leah, it says Yahweh saw that Leah was hated. Now watch what happened in the 32nd verse. And this is going to help you to be able to start opening up your eyes to see. Continue reading.
And Leah conceived and bare a son. She called his name Reuben, for she said, surely Yah has looked upon my affliction. And therefore, my husband will love me.
So, in other words, when she had her firstborn, whose name was Reuben, she said, Yahweh looked upon my affliction. In other words, she knew that Yahweh intervened in how her husband felt about her. Yahweh intervened. It was crystal clear to her that Yahweh had seen this and intervened and will help her through her affliction. And this is what you want to ask yourself. What has Yahweh done for you? Where has Yahweh intervened that you're able to see, that you're able to acknowledge clearly that Yahweh intervened in this thing in this first year? Because the very first thing Yahweh will do in his work is make light. And Yahweh said, let there be light. The very first thing he did, and there was light. So undoubtedly, the first thing Yahweh wanted from us and needed from us is everything having the ability to see. And our foremothers seen that Yahweh has saw her affliction. And what have you seen Yahweh do that you can clearly see that Yahweh intervened in your life? Because if you don't see none personally, maybe you'll see something on a national level or as a people. But look what happens. Because to everything, there's a season and a time to every purpose under heaven. And you got to look at this child as a season. And why would I look at a child as a season? Because these children come at certain times. Did not the scripture say there's a time to be born? what you think time is. Time is a season, a particular set time. And so this firstborn of Leah, it marked a time where Yahweh saw her affliction. Next verse.
In verse 33, and she conceived again and bare a son and said, because Yahweh hath heard that I was hated, and he hath therefore given me this son also, called his name Simeon.
Shimeon. Or Shimon. So he was, this was her second born. Now you notice there's a different season. How do I know that? Because it takes at least 9 months to have one baby. And then after the mother have one baby, don't she got to heal a little bit? Ain't she unclean a little bit? So certain things have to go down just to demonstrate her ability to heal, make her offerings, and so forth and so on. And so, but she had a second born and called his name Simeon, which represents the fact that Yahweh had heard that she was hated. She acknowledged this thing. And what have you acknowledged? What will you acknowledge in this second season that we're in now? We're in the second year. And what are you acknowledging in this year? What have Yahweh heard that you can clearly say, Yahweh heard my prayer. Yahweh heard what I was going through. He heard that I was hated. He heard I was vexed. He heard my problems. He heard my affliction. He heard my woes. He heard my cry. He answered my prayer. And it was crystal clear. That's why this is important. This is why you must know your seasons. Because to everything, there's a season. And a time to every purpose under heaven. So you got to know the time and you have to know the purposes behind each particular time. So now we find ourselves in a situation where we can look at time differently than we looked at time previously. Now we can look at time with a purpose. Because there's a purpose behind every time. And this is what I found just by opening up my eyes. Do you realize that according to the scriptures, and I want, since we're in the book of Genesis, and we'll go back to Genesis 29. We'll go back to Genesis 29, but I want you to go to Genesis 15. In the book of Genesis 15, and I want you to read starting at the 13th verse.
And he said unto Abram, know of a surety that thy seed shall be a stranger in a land that is not theirs, and shall serve them, and they shall afflict them 400 years.
Yeah, in other words, this is a prophecy in the book of Genesis during the time of Abraham. What makes this prophecy so unique, because now we are in a season, well, for some strange reason, everybody want to talk about this prophecy. in this prophecy of 400 years. Now, I've been told by other Israelites that this 400-year prophecy was fulfilled in Egypt, even though they were not afflicted for 400 years, as it states here, even though it don't even say 400 years that our people was in Egypt. It say 430 years. But they say this was, the Almighty was just talking around time. He wasn't talking specifically. He wasn't talking literally. But yet it still say 430 years in Egypt. This prophecy say 400. It says they sojourned in Egypt 430 years. This prophecy said they're going to be afflicted 400 years in a land that is not theirs. And then we find out in the first year of our Hebrew calendar, we find out, just like Leah did, Yahweh saw that she was hated, and Yahweh seen her affliction. Undoubtedly, Yahweh seen what was going on through our captivity. And why do I say that? Because do you realize in year one of our Hebrew calendar, this is the first time ever been even talked about and discussed that the United States Congress signed a bill January the 8th, 2018, which was still the first year of Yahweh's Sabbath of years. And what did the first represent? It represents our ability to see. Didn't Yahweh say, let there be light, and there was what? There was light. And Yahweh showed us, and we seen here the Congress is attempting to commemorate and put it in law, the 400-year captivity of our people. And, of course, our people want to marginalize and minimize, but how can you marginalize and minimize something so great? Because you only can read it one place, and that is in the Holy Scriptures, the very place where Yahweh says, seek ye out of the book of Yah and read. This is the only place where it is documented that a people will be in a land that is not theirs for 400 years. It's only one place. And when did we see that happening? In year one. See how Yahweh will help you to see? Not only we seen it, the bill was signed. And the other thing we seen, which was astonishing, as soon as the United States president began to be president in 2017, he started talking about, and he didn't really start really talking real boldly until I think they said around October of 2017, which, as I stated before, is in our first year. He started talking about moving the embassy, the United States embassy, to Jerusalem, from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. And this was major, major news, because all the presidents prior to that, none of them would dare do such a thing. To them, this would be all out war. This would mean exactly what Yahweh said will be, and that is there will be no peace in the Middle East. They know this. But the United States president did it anyway. Then what happened in year two? In year two, they actually moved the embassy, as he said they would do in the first year. We've seen the talk, and they actually did it, and it was established. And when did they do it? They did it in the second month of the second year on the second day. And the only time you will read such a thing happening like that is in the scriptures, where Yahweh built his house in the second month. As a matter of fact, during the time of Ezra, not only they repaired the house in the second month, it was also in the second year. So why is all these things happening? Because Yahweh said these lights to be for signs, seasons, days, and years. And once you begin to learn the time, then you're going to start learning purpose. What else happened in this second year? Not only the United States Congress would acknowledge our 400-year captivity that you only can read in the scriptures, but now you got stars that's recognizing it. A lot of people heard a man named Kanye West first mention about the 400-year captivity, and he said it was a choice. He said, man, slavery was a choice. And everybody was mad. Man, slavery wasn't no choice. And as crazy as he looked, and as crazy as he is, the scriptures so happen to be agreed with Kanye West. How could slavery be a choice? Well, let me show you how slavery can be a choice. Watch what the Creator lets us know in a book of Deuteronomy. Let us turn there for a second. And watch what this says. And let's see if Kanye was right. Brother, you're right. And make that Deuteronomy 30. And watch what it says. The 15th verse. Deuteronomy 30.
See, I have set before you this day life and good and death and evil.
This is what Yahweh said he said before us. Go ahead.
And that I command thee this day to love Yah thy Elohim, to walk in his ways and to keep his commandments and his statutes and his judgments, that thou mayest live and multiply, and Yahweh thy Elohim shall bless thee in the land whither thou go to possess it.
So he said before us, life and good, death and evil, and what do it say in the 19th verse?
I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live.
In other words, it sounds like a choice to me. In other words, all we had to do was choose good. But as a result of choosing evil, we find ourselves in captivity. So he wasn't as crazy as people make him. Did not Adam and Eve have a choice? The Almighty said, look here, I put the tree of knowledge of good and evil in the midst of the garden. And he said, but and the tree of life. But he said, all the trees you can freely eat from, even the tree of life. But the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thou mayest not eat, for in the day that thou eatest, you shall surely die. So they had the information to make a good choice. But they chose evil. They chose death. And that's hard to say. People don't want to say, you just chose death. How we choose slavery? Well, that's what, because you chose a curse. You chose death. Now, it may not be this generation, but your foreparents had already made terrible choices, and now you bearing the fruit of what they had sown. So we chose badly, and we're still choosing badly today. And furthermore, because what we're speaking about is, have you seen what the people are saying and when they are saying it and why they are saying it? See, we in the second year. First, we seen what the Congress did with the 400 years. They made it law. We seen that go down. But most people don't even know the purpose behind it because they don't know time. This was in year one. But what will happen in year two? Now you hearing the stars talk about this thing, whether it was a choice or not. And then they asked the Muslim leader, Farrakhan, Louis Farrakhan, Minister Farrakhan, what he thought about it. And he partly told the truth. He said, we have been here, and this is a 400-year captivity based on the scriptures, which is in the book of Genesis, the 15th chapter, the only place you can read such a thing. Matter of fact, if it wasn't there, they wouldn't even be talking about it. It wouldn't even be discussed. It wouldn't even be mentioned. This is the only way this thing is mentioned. And when did he talk about it? Well, in the second year. Just like Leah. She acknowledged that Yahweh saw her affliction, heard that she was hated, seen that she was hated in year one, or her firstborn. And then her secondborn, she had to acknowledge that Yahweh heard that she was hated. Therefore, she called him Simeon. And the question that we're asking, what have you saw where Yahweh will intervene in your life? And what have you heard to prove and to make it crystal clear that Yahweh hear you? Yahweh is showing us very signs that we see in their season. Because to everything, there's a season. Here it is. In the first year, they talked about moving the embassy. But in the second year, the same year which Yahweh said, or the same time, because whether it's the second month, the second year, the second day, that is the same time Yahweh will have his house built. Here, they will take and move their house, the United States Embassy, in the second year, in the second month, on the second day. Who do they think they are? Well, they didn't get nothing past us. And who did it? A man named Jared Kushner, and y'all know that's Hebrew. A man named Netanyahu, and that's Hebrew. And Yahweh is showing us all these very signs for a reason. Because to everything, there is a season. And what can we expect in this second year, the third month? In this third month, let me just give you the various possibilities what Yahweh would do in the third, so you can understand, so you can begin considering what things might happen. One of the things you want to definitely consider in this third month, and as we move forward in this second year, because not only every day there's a season, every night there's a season. And not only every day and every night, but every month is a season. And not just every month, every year is a season. Let me just show you this real quick so you can understand what I mean. Then I'll give you the possibilities. Watch this in the book of Deuteronomy 16. Well, I said Deuteronomy 16. We can read that just to show you. Read that 16 verse.
Deuteronomy 16, verse 16?
Yes.
Three times in a year shall all thy males appear before Yahweh thy Elohim, in the place which he shall choose, in the feast of unleavened bread, and in the feast of weeks, and in the feast of tabernacles. And they shall not appear before Yahweh empty.
Yeah, because three times a year, you have to appear before the Most High. If you want to know what those three times are, once again, go to Exodus 23. In the book of Exodus 23, starting in the 14th verse,
three times thou shalt keep a feast unto me in the year. Thou shalt keep the feast of unleavened bread. Thou shalt eat unleavened bread 7 days as I commanded thee, in the time appointed, in the month of Abib, for in it thou camest out from Egypt, and none shall appear before me empty. And the feast of harvest, the first fruits of thy labors, which thou shalt have sown in the field, and the feast of ingathering, which is in the end of the year, when thou hast gathered in thy labors out of the field, three times in the year, all thy males shall appear before Yahweh Elohim.
So in other words, you got the beginning of the year, you got the middle of the year, and you got the end of the year. Because three times a year, Yahweh has expectations from his people. But not just three times a year. Watch what the Creator say about every day in the book of Numbers 28. Because to everything there's a season, and you have to know the seasons to know the time. And if you know the time, then you will know purpose. And you'll begin to see the signs and why certain things happen when they happen, at the time that they happen. In the book of Numbers 28, it says,
and Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, command the children of Israel, and say unto them, mine offering and my bread for my sacrifices made by fire, for a sweet savor unto me, shall ye observe to offer unto me in their due season. And thou shalt say unto them, this is the offering made by fire, which ye shall offer unto Yahweh, two lambs of the first year without spot day by day, for a continual burnt offering. The one lamb shall you offer in the morning, and the other lamb shall you offer at evening.
So here we have two offerings a day, one at morning, one at evening. And this had to be done every day in their due season. When is their due season? Well, in the morning and in the evening. Every day this was offered to the Most High. Every day. Because to everything there is a season, a time to every purpose under heaven. And so certain things come at certain times. And we have to know the times. This is every day. But then you might ask, what about every month? Look what it says in the 11th verse.
And in the beginning of your months, you shall offer a burnt offering unto Yah, 2 young bullocks, 1 ram, 7 lambs of the first year without spot, and 3 tenth deals of flour for a meat offering, mingled with oil, for 1 bullock, and 2 tenth deals of flour for a meat offering, mingled with oil for 1 ram, and a several tenth deal of flour mingled with oil for a meat offering, unto 1 lamb, for a burnt offering, for a sweet savor, a sacrifice made by fire unto Yah. And their drink offering shall be 1/2 a hin of wine unto a bullock, and 1/3 part of a hen unto a ram, and 1/4 part of a hen unto a lamb. This is the burnt offering of every month.
Of every month.
Throughout the month.
Throughout the month.
Of the year.
All the months of the year. Throughout the months of the year. And it's only 12 months in every year. So you know how many times this was done. But again, we're in the 3rd month, the beginning of the 3rd month. And certain things Yahweh has slated just for the 3rd. Because the 3rd is when Yahweh made the earth. And when he made the earth, he also made the herbs and the trees of the earth and the grass. And he told us that it shall be food not only for us, but also everything that breathed. It shall be food for them as well. All the green herbs. And typically speaking, this is what the 3rd represents. It also represents his messenger in the earth. But look what one example of the possibilities of what you can see, what could happen in the book of Genesis. Genesis, the 40th chapter. Watch this. I'm just showing you, giving you an example, since we're in this 3rd month of the 2nd year. The 2nd represents Yahweh's name. It represents when he made the heavens. But the 3rd represents the earth and everything in it, his representatives and the food that he gave. Everything that breathed in the earth. And watch this. In the book of Genesis, the 40th chapter. And let's, so everybody can understand this, let's just start at the 1st verse.
Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, on the 1st day of the 1st month shall you set up the tabernacle of the tent of the congregation.
Genesis 40.
Oh, Genesis. Genesis 40, verse 1. And it came to pass, after these things, that the butler of the king of Egypt and his baker had offended their lord, the king of Egypt. And Pharaoh was wroth against his two officers, against the chief of the butlers and against the chief of the bakers. And he put them in ward in the house of the captain of the guard, unto the prison, the place where Joseph was bound. And the captain of the guard charged Joseph with them, and he served them, and they continued a season in ward. And they dreamed a dream, both of them, each man his dream. And one night each man according to the interpretation of his dream, the butler and the baker of the king of Egypt, which were bound in the prison. And Yosef came unto them in the morning, and looked upon them, and behold, they were sad. And he asked Pharaoh's officers that were with him in the ward of his master's house, saying, wherefore look ye so sadly today? And they said unto him, we have dreamed a dream, and there is no interpreter of it. And Yosef said unto them, do not interpretations belong to Elohim? Tell me them, I pray you. And the chief butler told his dream to Joseph. My dream, behold, a vine was before me. In the vine there were three branches, and it was as though it budded, and her blossoms shot forth, and the clusters thereof brought forth ripe grapes, and Pharaoh's cup was in my hand. And I took the grapes and pressed them into Pharaoh's cup, and I gave the cup into Pharaoh's hand.
And he's going to interpret this dream, but I want to once he interpret the dream, let me let you know what year this is in. This is in the second year. And what year are we in? The second year. The fulfillment of this dream did not come into the third year, as you will see, but it is in the second year. Continue reading, because this is the interpretation thereof.
And Joseph said unto him, this is the interpretation of it. The three branches are 3 days.
The three branches are 3 days. Now remember, we're in the third month. So it's letting you know what the third represents. The third represents is what He made the earth on the third day. Now he's telling us about these three branches are 3 days. That's all the three branches was representing. Go ahead.
Yeah, within 3 days shall Pharaoh lift up thine head and restore thee unto thy place. And thou shalt deliver Pharaoh's cup into his hand after the former manner when thou wast his butler.
Yeah, in 3 days this thing is going down. Go ahead.
But think on me when it shall be well with thee. And show kindness, I pray thee, unto me, and make mention of me unto Pharaoh, and bring me out of this house.
Mm-hmm.
For indeed I was stolen away out of the land of the Hebrews, and here also have I done nothing that they should put me into the dungeon. When the chief baker saw that the interpretation was good, he said unto Joseph, I also was in my dream, and behold, I had three white baskets on my head.
Now, the first dream was about three branches and how they budded and how they blossoms and how the clusters of grapes came through and how they was pressed. But all that was signifying 3 days. Now here we got the chief baker, his dream was about three white baskets on his head. Go ahead.
And in the uppermost basket, there was all manner of baked meats for Pharaoh. And the birds did eat them out of the basket upon my head. And Joseph answered and said, this is the interpretation thereof. The three baskets are 3 days. Yet within 3 days shall Pharaoh lift up thy head from off thee and shall hang thee on a tree. And the birds shall eat thy flesh from off thee.
Mm.
And it came to pass the third day, which was Pharaoh's birthday, that he made a feast unto all his servants. And he lifted up the head of the chief butler and of the chief baker among his servants. And he restored the chief butler unto his butlership again. And he gave the cup into Pharaoh's hand. But he hanged the chief baker, as Joseph had interpreted to them. Yet did not the chief butler remember Joseph, But forgot him.
And here, so in 3 days, everything went down. And the reason why I told you that this was the second year, because watch what it says in Genesis 41:1.
And it came to pass at the end of 2 full years.
In other words, 2 full cycles of years at the end. And when was the end of two 2 full years. Well, the end of 2 full years was when the third year began. And when did the third year begin? Well, you would know when the third year began if you know how to number your days. Because the third year began the same time every third year. And it began 12 months a year, 30 days a month. If you count it each year, the third year will occur on the third day of the very third, or the third day of the third year. And this is why Yosef said these things will happen in 3 days. And now at the end of this year, on the third day, which was Pharaoh's birthday, first two had dreamed, and it came to pass in 3 days. Now the Pharaoh dreaming, when? On the very third day of the third year. And we're not going to go into his dream, but I want you to consider the possibilities. What do Yahweh have slated for this third month in this second year? Well, if he has anything slated, you can best believe it was has something to do with his servants that represent him in earth, and it will have something to do with the very herbs of the field that Yahweh had made on the third day. And you will hear about something that it will be crystal clear, making no mistake about it. Things nationally that happens to Israel, or it could be something that happened in your family or to you. But either way, if you know time and purpose, and Yahweh has given you time and purpose, then let us hear it. Let us acknowledge it together, and let us praise the Most High Yah for his mercy endure forever. So until tomorrow, Yahweh love you, and so do I. Shalom.
Love and kindness, 'cause I know that I ain't worthy.